Women in politics face a wide swath of biases. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Manita Sanghvi, assistant professor in the Management and Business Department at Skidmore College, looks into this reality with many women entering the political fray this year.
The democratic legitimacy of the United States can be questioned when it ranks 103rd in the world for female representation in Congress. To achieve gender parity in politics, the underlying causes for such inequalities should be examined. There are lots of studies about how female politicians face sexism and media bias. But sexism is a broad term, and this research explains subtle ways in which women in politics face different kinds of biases, often in conjunction with each other. Not just sexism, but racism, ageism, fatism, that is discrimination based on their weight, homophobia and transphobia, which is discrimination based on their gender identity, sexual orientation, and gender expression. Women of color have to work harder on fundraising and often will get smaller amounts from the same donors than their white male or female colleagues. Another example is when women politicians who are overweight are targeted individually and structurally through various means such as campaigns, media outlets, or even their colleagues. When Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow's opponents refer to her as Little Debbie, it was a coded way to minimize her worth, emphasize her size, and remind voters not only that she was a woman, but that she was a fat woman who was comparable to a mascot for a snack cake. Research shows even complimentary stories about female politicians losing weight impact them negatively. In a Vogue story, Kirsten Gillibrand was pressed to reveal how many pounds she had lost, along with the following sentence, "and no doubt remain attractive to her husband of 9 years, who is 2 years younger than she is." These subtle forms of sexism are gender power plays that are advanced to diminish the substantive value of the politician and are used to objectify and demean her in the eyes of the public.
That was Manita Sanghvi of Skidmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.